Let me assure you of this. Celebrate Recovery is a safe place. Who's there and what's shared there stays there. And it's an absolute safe place. Before I close, let me make one thing absolutely perfectly clear. Forgiveness of our sins comes only through the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. And that's where we start. That's where we start. And if you're like me and you're sitting in this sanctuary and you think that you've got a personal relationship with Jesus, with God, and you think that all is well, but you don't understand why God won't answer your prayers, you might want to take a little elevator and make sure that you don't have just the head knowledge, but He's in your heart. Let's close with prayer, and then Pastor Dave will come up and close. Father God, I thank You for tonight. I thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to share Your word. And I pray, oh God, that You would use this message to work in all of our lives and to realize that confession is a good way to keep ourselves clean and keep things short. I pray, oh God, that You would touch lives in this room tonight. If there's somebody in here tonight that's battling that sin, that just can't get a handle on it, Lord, would You tug on their heart tonight? In Jesus' name.
May we all stand, please. Let's all stand. Thank You, George. Great message. And tonight, if you're here and you've never received Christ as your Savior, I want to encourage you to come to Him tonight. Scripture tells us, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Just as George made a decision years ago to follow Christ, I hope you'll do the same. And I can promise you this, that is one decision you will never, never, never regret. In a moment, we're going to give an invitation, but you might be thinking, well, Pastor, how can I receive Christ? Number one, understand Christ loves you and died for you on the cross. He took your place on Calvary. Two, you must recognize the fact that you've sinned, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Understanding these things, if you'd like to receive Christ into your heart, follow me in this prayer to yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Thank You for dying for me on the cross. Please come into my heart and save me. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving me. If you just prayed that prayer in your heart and you really meant it with all of your heart as a testimony of your faith in Christ, would you just lift your hand and put it right back down? Now, as we give this invitation, whatever your need may be, you come. George is going to be here to receive you. Maybe you just need to pray with somebody. Maybe your heart was touched tonight and you feel like you really believe that God wants you to become a part of our church. This coming Saturday morning, I'm going to be doing a new members class. It starts at 9 o'clock. We'll have some continental breakfast, some donuts and coffee at 8:30. Then we start at 9, and we'll go to about 12, not past 12, and possibly earlier. And we'll be talking about church membership. I'll be leading this class. Maybe you've been curious about our ministry, and this will be a great class for you to come to learn more about our church. But if you feel led to join our church this night, feel free to come this night. Dear Lord, bless this time of invitation in Christ's name. You come now as the piano softly plays. We'll just tarry a few moments. The title of George's message tonight, Can I Do It Alone? This coming Sunday, I'm preaching on vital victory. You can't do it alone. Have you ever heard anybody say, if I became a Christian, I couldn't live it? And that's exactly right. We cannot, no one is capable of living the Christian life. And that's why you need Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's this was a great introduction probably to what I'm going to say on Sunday called Vital Victory. It's the first of a two-part sermon. And it has to do with the filling of the Holy Spirit. You cannot live the Christian life without the help of He who indwells you when you trust Christ as Savior. Paul experienced that frustration in Romans chapter 7. The good that I would do, that do I not. Here is Paul, the writer of much of the New Testament, struggling between that old man and the new man. And how long do we struggle? As long as we're in this flesh. Until we're taken to heaven. It's a long struggle. I mean, it's from now on. And so you can't do it alone. And thank the Lord for Celebrate Recovery and for everyone who participates and the victory that has been achieved in so many lives. If there's really not enough time, if we had 20 Wednesday nights, that might be a good thing for those who want to give testimony. But God is transforming lives in CR, and I appreciate the wonderful job that George is doing in that. Hope to see you Sunday. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness and for George's message this night. May we always realize we can't do it alone, but we can do it through your strength and power. I pray for your blessings now on everyone in this place. As we leave here, may we leave resting in thee and relying upon the power of thy Spirit to lead us. In Christ's name, amen.
Steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music.